Great win for the Knicks and a tough loss for the 76ers. They had some things to say in the post game. So let's take a listen. We can all listen together. You watch the game. Let's see if we agree with what they had to say. And apparently there's still, some of them are still pretty confident. Although if you watch the videos, Embiid's so tired he could barely pick up his head to look at the reporters when he answers these questions. He's got his head in his hand. But let's hear from Embiid first. He had a couple of different things to say. You can play them in any order. Let's just hear what Embiid had to say in the postgame.
I hate to put the game on them, but I'm sure the two-minute report is going to come out and, you know, we're going to see, you know, what happened. But, yeah, like I said, that's unacceptable. Yeah, that's not on them. That's not on any of us. We fought for 47 minutes and whatever, 20 seconds. And for that to happen, four, that's not okay. We're going to win this series. You know, we're going to win this. We know what we got to fix. We did a better job today, so we're going to fix it. But we're the better team, and we're going to keep fighting.
Oh, is that all? So you got screwed, and you're the better team, and you're going to win. Okay. What a lame. I mean, how about some accountability? How about the idea that you blew the game? I'm sure the two-minute report will come out, and I mean, that's unacceptable. What's unacceptable? We all watched it. What happened there that's unacceptable? Did someone get slapped in the face and I was unaware of it? And then to come out after that performance and blowing the game and choking, which, by the way, is kind of your thing and what you're known for best. You're known for two things, the process and gagging away playoff series. But, okay, you're going to win. He has guaranteed it. He has pulled a Mark Messier. He has pulled a Joe Namath. Embiid is out front of this, guaranteeing a victory after losing the first two games at the Garden, heading home to Philadelphia, down 0-2 after a brutal loss where the Knicks stole it from them. And listen, there's no other way to look at it. The Knicks stole the victory. Like, they had this game won, and the Knicks stole it with 40 seconds left. That's fair. But they blew it. They did it to themselves. And it doesn't sound like the coach wants to admit that either. What did Nick Nurse have to say after the postgame?
They score. We take a look at getting it in quick. We don't get it in quick. I call timeout. Referee looked right at me, ignored me. Went into Tyrese. I called timeout again. Then the melee started. And, yeah, I mean, I don't know, I guess I got to run out onto the floor or do something to make sure and get his attention, but I needed a timeout there to advance it. Would have been good, but couldn't get it. He saw me calling timeout. I just watched the film just to make sure, and I'm clearly calling timeout. I didn't see if he looked at me in the film, but I could see me clearly calling timeout twice.
Yeah, okay. Well, here's the problem. We all looked at the film. And Twitter has put out the film. And we see him not calling a timeout. If he goes back and looks at it during, and he talked about, you know, first of all, this is all just so stupid. He goes after the postgame, instead of saying we needed to handle that better, it's I called timeout and they didn't see it. I guess I need to make a spectacle of myself and run out on the court, otherwise I'm not going to be seen. Instead of just saying, yeah, we need to handle that inbounds better, the game's on the line and we didn't execute. No. God forbid you say that. No. The referee didn't see me. And if you watch the replay, and it's on Twitter. I had it before. I remember what it looked like, so I don't have to go back and see it. But it's on Twitter. During the inbound, he puts his hands up as to almost call a timeout. Typically, when you call a timeout, you bang your hands together. You got the flat hand in your left. You got the perpendicular hand in your right, and you bang it. You bang it. He's standing there with his hands separated with one hand flat and one hand perpendicular, but he does not bang it to signal timeout. He's standing there waiting.
He's clearly getting ready to call it in case there's a violation.
Right, in case it gets to within 5 seconds.
Two apart, and you see the look on his face when he pulls back, like, ooh.
Yep. And then when the ball's inbounded, he pulls his hands back as to not call a timeout because then the ball's inbounded.
And does the hands up, like, nothing here.
Not doing it. But he's getting ready to call a timeout, does not. pulls his hands back when the ball is inbounded. Then Maxey is on the floor. Maxey's on the floor for half a second before he tries to make a pass, which leads to the turnover. By the time Nick Nurse, and he absolutely does, he turns to the referee and starts calling timeout. By the time he does that, the ball is loose on the ground and he no longer has rights to call a timeout. I'm sure the referee did see him. It was no longer in the 76ers' possession to call a timeout. So they can complain about a foul, and I guess the two-minute report will come out and say. They can complain about a lot of different things. Nick Nurse has absolutely no right to complain that he called a timeout. Multiple times, he claims. I tried to call a timeout during the inbound, and then I tried to call a timeout when it was on the floor and he didn't see me. I guess I need to make more of a spectacle of myself. No, sir. You did kind of run on the floor, and I'm sure the referee saw you. But during the inbound, you did nothing but prepare to call a timeout. Then you pulled your hands back when the ball was inbounded, and then you assumed Maxey was going to hold on to the ball longer than he did, but he tried to pass it almost immediately. And by the time you signaled to the referee that you wanted a timeout, it was a loose ball. The 76ers and Nick Nurse have absolutely no leg to stand on in the claim that a timeout was not seen. Maxey should have held on to the ball and tried to call a timeout. That's what he should have done. He should not have tried to pass it on while he was laying down through the legs of a defender. That was the mistake. Hold on to the ball and call a timeout, or give your coach, which he would have, the opportunity to call a timeout for you while you have possession of the basketball. Instead, he threw the ball away. And before any timeouts could be called, it was a loose ball. Now, apparently Maxey addresses this. Let's hear some sound from Tyrese Maxey.
Just got a rebound. Can't turn the ball over. I can't turn the ball over. Can't lose the ball. And we got to get the rebound.
Okay. I mean, he made no excuses, at least. He said he's got to make the rebound. He didn't say I should have called timeout or I should have held onto the ball longer. But
I mean, in Philly Sixers terms, that's the most accountability that's a person could possibly take.
No question. That's the I got to do better. At least he gave you the I got to do better. Because Embiid gave you the referees got to do better and we're going to beat them. And Nick Nurse said, the referees are blind. I was calling a timeout. At least Maxey did say I got to execute better. Which, by the way, I think Maxey handled the last few seconds of this game just horribly. He absolutely should have called a timeout. I have no problem with going to the basket and trying to get a layup. He was doing that at will almost all game, or really all series so far. But then at the end of the game, he's dribbling up. And I know it wasn't an easy shot. It wasn't a great look. He's about 5 or 6 feet behind the line, but he's hit that multiple times in this game, and instead he just throws it to an Embiid who's covered, standing just as far behind the line as he is. What is Embiid going to do with that? So I thought he should have called a timeout while the ball was on the floor, and he had no business giving up the basketball there. That's his shot. That's his shot. They need a three. That's his shot. I have no idea why he gave it up. But at least he took some accountability because it sounds like a bunch of bitching and crying from the 76ers. That's what you've got. And that's what happens when you lose two games. You probably should have won. Clearly last night, certainly, should have won. But you choked it away. You did not call a timeout during the inbound process. Maxey, I don't think, was overtly fouled where it needs to be overturned or called. He threw the ball away almost immediately because I guess he thought he had some angle to get the ball out of his hands. And instead, it was a turnover. And once the ball is loose out of his hands, the coach can no longer call a timeout. And that's when he tried to. So it's a bunch of complaining. It's a bunch of nonsense. And then to come out and guarantee victory while you're hobbling all over the place. Okay. And I don't typically believe in bulletin board fodder. In fact, I mocked it at the beginning of the series and talked about the idea, oh, okay, So they're going to get on Celebrity Row. I'm sure that's really going to piss people off. Or, oh, okay, they're going to say they'd rather have played the Knicks than Boston. I think that's fair on some level. Plus, it's a bit role player who hasn't done anything in this series who said it. But when the star player who just lost two games comes out and says they're the better team, despite losing both games, they're the better team, and they're going to win four of the next five. That's what Embiid just said. They are going to win four of the next five games. I'm hoping the Knicks take that personally. I'm hoping Jalen Brunson takes that personally, that he thinks he has the balls, that Embiid has the balls to come off that floor at the Garden, losing a choke job and being down 0-2, has no problem saying they're the better team, which, by the way, they are not. Because they're a two-man team with one of them on one leg. And yet they were in position to win the game because of how the Knicks played and how their superstar played. If Brunson's himself and plays his normal brand of basketball, these games aren't close. So I hope the Knicks, guarantees are the kind of fodder you can take. This isn't heading into one game. This isn't even the Super Bowl as a, whatever, what were they, a 20-point underdog against the Colts in Super Bowl III? Or, you know, down as the favorite against the upstart Devils. Saying he'll win game six. I don't even think he guaranteed the series. He just guaranteed game six. To guarantee four of the next five wins against a team that just beat you twice, now it's personal.